This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You can hop into one of those. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Now, I'm paging through this 96-page long complaint filed in civil court in Virginia against what appear to be dozens of defendants, or a couple dozen defendants, including Christopher Cantwell, who, according to the Daily Beast, is now being dropped from his attorney.
Is he Beast of the Day?
Maybe
the Daily Beast.
Is that a thing there? I don't know.
It should be.
So he's a failure of the day because he's being dropped by his attorney. His attorney saying Cantwell has not paid his bill. But beyond that, he's very difficult to work with. Apparently, the allegations are that Cantwell has now issued a threat against the prosecutor. I don't know if you call him a prosecutor, but plaintiff's attorney, I suppose. He's issued some sort of a threat on Telegram. Well, they don't say what the threat says. Oh, wait a minute. Here's a link. Let's see. Allegedly made violent comments against Roberta Kaplan, the lead attorney for the plaintiffs. The case in this question here is called Sines, S-I-N-E-S, maybe it's Sines, Sines versus Kessler. And let's see. Crying Nazi Christopher Cantwell allegedly threatened Charlottesville lawyer. We'll see if we can dig up the actual. Okay, here's a quote from him allegedly saying on Telegram, quote, after this stupid, I'm going to leave a word out, whore loses this fraudulent lawsuit, we're going to have a lot of effing fun with her.
That's not a threat.
That's not a threat of violence.
Yeah, I mean, it's tacky.
Yes, it's tacky, but not a threat of violence.
It's rude. Mm. And so
being disrespectful is not a crime.
Well, I'll tell you what, I definitely intend to have some fun suing the corrupt district attorney who's prosecuting me right now. So could say the same thing, but it's not a violent threat.
Right.
It's vague. It's way too vague to have any threat interpreted from it.
But yet that is something that Cantwell's attorney cited in his reason for
that's
not wanting.
That's absurd.
Well, no, it's not necessarily. And that can make his job more difficult, right? Like if your client
won't shut up, if you tell your client, hey, buddy,
just be quiet, okay?
Get off
Telegram. Stop posting updates about
this case. There's no question that Cantwell is not helping his case any, right?
He's hurting him.
Right, and I understand why the lawyer dropped him, but at the same time, it sounds absolutely ridiculous that's what they're using again. It sounds more like the prosecutor dropped him because he's not paying his bill than anything else.
Yeah, technically it is threatening behavior, but not criminally threatening behavior.
Wait, hold on.
Let me clarify.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's a NAP violation.
NAP meaning non-aggression principle.
If your girlfriend threatens to break up with you, it's a threat, but it's a threat of something that's her legal right.
I can threaten to give you hugs,
so it's not
too,
a criminal threat. Exactly. She can threaten you with a good time. So that's not a criminal threat.
You can also threaten somebody with a lawsuit. I mean,
Exactly. And that's a perfect example of a threat that is not a criminal threat.
Right.
But at the same time, if it's a criminal threat, that's another thing. And so the lawyer basically, it seems like he should give his own client the benefit of the doubt on that one.
There's no basis for it being a criminal threat because we lack the knowledge of what the threat even is.
Exactly.
So as I said, I'm looking over this lawsuit. It's 90 something pages. I've skimmed over about the first third of it, and I gotta say, I happen to agree. There's not a lot I agree with Cantwell on, right? But I think that this lawsuit is basically designed to tie these guys up in court and ultimately it will not be successful. I think it's designed to make their lives more difficult and more expensive, and it's going to do all
right.
of that. But ultimately, that all they're alleging here so far, and again, I'm only a third of the way through it, is they've gone on, like, the white supremacist discords. They've gone on, like, the white supremacist message boards. They've found, you know, the invitations to Charlottesville back when they were planning this event. And of course, as you might imagine, there's some very distasteful things being said by a bunch of distasteful, ugly personalities. Right?
How many of them are criminally distasteful, then? Criminally distasteful
right.
would be something like, we're going to go stomp some insert expletive here.
Yeah, but even in that particular case, so I'm on page 32 of the lawsuit here, and they talk about some of the exhortations to violence that they saw on the Discord, including, quote, "I'm ready to crack skulls," which, you know...
That's an expression, not a threat.
It's a direct threat.
Right.
It's an expression, and also you have to, in context, these people were expecting to meet violent opposition.
Mm-hmm. Right,
so
right,
that's
right.
the sort of thing when you say to yourself when you're psyching yourself up for a possible attack also, not just when you're psyching yourself
right.
up to attack.
Yep. So, basically, this lawsuit appears to be, oh, these people are distasteful, they're ugly, they say awful things, they've said scary things, they've said awful things, here's all the examples of all the awful things that we've found that they've said, we want damages. And I just don't think it's going to succeed.
Is that the case?
It shouldn't.
Well, the thing is, what they're trying to do is say, and they may well succeed, that that the intention was to go there and do violence.
That's what they're alleging here.
Mm-hmm. Whereas...
But they had the permits already, and that contradicts that there was any intent to do violence. It was the police that failed to keep away.
Well, look,
even if
they can
side.
Say that somebody did have the intent, because you better believe somebody there wanted to have a fight, right? Like that's almost a sure thing.
Well,
including
you can
the Antifa.
Want somebody to hit you, you just can't hit them first.
Correct.
And once they do hit you, you can respond in kind.
And saying you want to get into a fight isn't the same thing as specifically threatening somebody.
Right.
Right. It's again, these people are despicable.
Mm-hmm.
But
both sides are despicable.
Right. I mean, and who knows what the Antifa people were saying in their Discord forum, right? Like, you know, what awful things they were saying.
Well, I would hope. Oh, of course, Cantwell doesn't have a lawyer, but if he did have a lawyer and he was smart, that lawyer would be cultivating sources in Antifa and finding out what they were saying in the Antifa forums.
In a countersuit?
And saying that, not even in a countersuit, but as defense, when we say we're ready to crack heads, that's because these people were coming with the intent of punching Nazis.
Yeah, maybe. In defense of...
Well, that's the only time you have
a
right to crack heads is in self-defense, so that's pretty much the only way out of that trap.
But
once
the
head has been cracked.
If there was criminal threatening going on here, then they would bring those people up on charges. If they had enough evidence that such so-and-so, Chris Cantwell or some of these other racists, had actually specifically threatened somebody, they'd be brought up on charges.
Believe it. They already did bring him up on charges. They just failed to prove.
Well, they brought them up on charges based on an actual fight that happened.
Right.
And they couldn't prove their case in an actual fight.
Right.
But if they had evidence of Chris Cantwell threatening the head of Antifa or whoever it would have been in, Charlottesville or whatever, or one of these other defendants, then there wouldn't be a civil case. There would have been criminal charges brought.
Yep.
So I just don't think this case, again, having not read the entire thing.
And the one part where the white nationalists are right is that if it had been... If Antifa had said, we're going to stomp Chris Cantwell when we get there, police wouldn't have said boo.
Mm-hmm.
He would not be under charges for that.
So there's a lot of preparation, stuff they're showing here, talking about people concealed carrying and arming up with pepper spray and things like that. I mean, so there's no doubt these guys wanted to fight. They were ready to fight. But this is not, in my opinion, an actionable civil case. Now, I'm not an attorney, but in a country with purported free speech where despicable speech for a long time has been protected by the courts.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Whether it be the Nazis marching in Skokie, Illinois, way, way back, mm-hmm. or whatever it is we're talking about, people protesting in front of abortion clinics, and so on and so forth, there's been a long protection of freedom of speech. And so I feel bad that these people, you know, had their feelings hurt, but welcome to America. You should be free to say despicable things here. And so I hope this lawsuit is ultimately a failure. But in the meantime, Cantwell's racked up who knows how large of an attorney's bill that he's, you know, he still owes this attorney, I suspect, whatever amount of thousands of dollars.
Welcome to the club, Cantwell.
Yeah, we're persecution of a new minority.
What good is it living in a free country if you don't live a free life? You're stuck going to a job or a stressful business. You're stuck in a relationship where you're pretty much a slave. That isn't happiness. You were meant for bigger and better things. There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses, and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
want, you can take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Just hop into one of the top four rooms there. They're called the on-air call-in lines. We will notice you there. Once we do, we'll join you, and you'll be on the air with us. In the studio tonight, that includes me, Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
As we continue, do want you to know about Liberty.menu. That is where you can go to easily connect with other Liberty-minded folks and find out what they're doing, like what businesses are run by Liberty-minded people, libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists. You can go to liberty.menu if you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Then you belong there at liberty.menu. You can use code FTL and get yourself a special Free Talk Live listener badge, because it's a free website. We can't give you a discount. It's free to list the things that you do, whether it's your business or maybe an event that you want to promote. Maybe you've got digital content that you want other people to find out about. Just go to liberty.menu and get started there for free. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, you can bring up what you want. We've been looking briefly at this lawsuit filed against a lot of defendants, including Christopher Cantwell, who has now recently been dropped, just this week, dropped by his attorney in this particular case. His attorney was the same attorney who represented him in the defense, the criminal defense matter. But this attorney is sick and tired of dealing with Cantwell. He's tired of Cantwell not shutting his mouth.
Well, who isn't these days?
Yeah, and going off, and he's basically saying to the judge, I want off this case. And presumably the judge is going to grant that motion. So that will leave Cantwell hanging out there with no legal representation as he's facing civil charges. I mean, I don't know if charges are the right word, but a civil case, potential liability, that I think the case should be dropped based on what I'm reading here. It's basically people who are mad that the Charlottesville protest happened and that there were ugly, despicable people who were behind it. That's basically what the case is, from what I've seen so far.
Well, the thing is, if he doesn't get his poop in a group sufficiently well to both retain counsel and retain said counsel once retained, he's going to lose the suit. I guess it's going to end up being a personal bankruptcy for him, probably.
Is that what would actually happen? I mean, I'm just trying to think here. Like, it's him against a bunch of people. Or
There are several attorneys representing other people.
I mean, is that really how, and even if there was no attorney and nobody showed up, would it automatically result in a...
arguing the case pro se. So I guess that statement was, if he chooses to show up, if nobody shows up, it's a default.
Is it? But is it automatically? Don't they still have to have evidence of some kind?
You got to show up.
It will default. Now, I'm pretty sure that once defaulted, there is recourse where you can... If you show back up and file paperwork with the court, I think there might be a way to reopen such a case.
As long as you've been served.
On the circumstances.
So here's I've been involved.
Most of the time you just lose if you don't
I'm going to back up a moment, because I have been sued before. And my understanding is that they still have to present some sort of evidence in terms of damages. And they have to have something to base that on, okay? Even if you don't ever show up to court.
But the thing is, if you don't show up, then the judge is basically left with a series of unchallenged statements. And the way lawyers write things, they make them sound way more egregious than they are. And if you're not there to say that's not how it played out, then it's going to sound like you're guilty.
Right, I understand. They know what lies. They still have to have a basis for the judgment that they propose, though, is what I'm trying to say. So, for example, if somebody sues me because I violated their patent, right? They still have to know, for example, how many Wi-Fi cards did I sell that violated that patent? And if they don't have a number, if they don't have evidence of some sort of number, they have nothing to base the judgment on, that they're going to propose to the judge.
That's true, but that won't stop them from reaching one, and that could go very badly for you.
If you haven't answered the case, then, look, I'm not a lawyer, so I can't give legal advice here, and I have no, thank goodness, no real experience in civil cases. I've done a lot of criminal casework as my own defendant or own attorney or whatever you want to call it, sit pro se.
Mm-hmm.
But as I understand it, if you don't answer a civil case, then the judgment will be likely ruled in the other person's favor, in the filing, or the plaintiff's favor, and you lose, no matter if they had no case in the first place. So basically, this is a way for them to essentially bankrupt Cantwell and these other people by just having them jump through all these legal hoops, because there's all this crap that you have to do with civil cases, right? There's depositions, there's answers, there's, you know, you have to file all these flurries of motions and paperwork, and it's just a huge time sink for these guys. So even if the case ends up getting thrown out, because they have answered it, obviously.
Yeah, right.
Even if the case ends up getting thrown out, they've already spent God knows how many attorney hours just trying to defend themselves against ostensibly a lawsuit.
A frivolous case.
It's frivolous.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you have deep pockets, you can destroy somebody just by repeatedly bringing suit against them,
right,
even if none of your suits mean anything.
Yeah.
You can, the legal system is probably the world's most effective weapon. Maybe we should create a fund where you can donate Bitcoin on the dark web to do that to, certain targeted politicians. That would be fun.
Let's go to Fred calling from DC. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Fred.
Yeah, this is, Fred Goldstein calling from the law offices of Goldstein and Ponzer. I'm Chris Cantwell's attorney. I just I heard you guys talking about him. I just wanted to call in and voice my opinion on the subject.
Oh yeah. So wait,
what's
are you
your bar number?
What?
What's your bar number? Bar
my bar number is 87265K.
Yeah, okay.
Mr. Goldstein, somehow I doubt Chris Cantwell would hire someone with the last name Goldstein, but go ahead with
he actually would get a Jew.
I'm sorry, you guys both talked over each other.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so Chris Cantwell would totally hire a guy named Goldstein to represent him because he knows that we're going to give him the best representation. He needs a good Jewish lawyer in these sorts of situations, or at least he needed one. But I'll tell you, I dropped that sucker like a hot potato. I couldn't stand the guy. I find myself regularly praying to God for his death, and that's why I had to drop that sucker.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Goldstein, for the call tonight. He was saying sucker, just to be clear. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE as we continue here.
See, I have mixed feelings about Cantwell. It's like watching a tragedy unfold because there was a lot of good in Cantwell, and there probably is a lot of good in Cantwell remaining, but he's...
You can't see it anymore.
He's become completely so toxic.
He's got issues, is I think the best big issues.
Big time.
I think, and a lot of this pattern may well just be intentional self-destruction, because he's not a stupid guy. He knows what happens if your lawyer fires you.
But I think the best point here is that the fact that he can't afford these attorneys is proof that he doesn't have the support that he thought that he was going to have from these supposed white supremacists.
Exactly. The media tricked to the left and to the right when they played up the white supremacist thing.
Free Talk Live.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent. The United States and Guatemala signed a so-called Safe Third Country Immigration Asylum Agreement just days after the president threatened to impose tariffs on the country if it did not agree to the deal. Trump says this deal will put an end to human smuggling at the border.
We're sending a clear message to human smugglers and traffickers that your day is over, and we're investing in the future of Guatemala. The safety of migrants and their families will protect the rights of those with legitimate claims and will end the widespread abuse of the system and the crippling crisis on our border.
While speaking with reporters, the president also downplayed North Korea's latest missile tests.
They're short-range missiles, and my relationship is very good with Chairman Kim, and we'll see what happens, but they are short-range missiles, and many people have those missiles.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Our number is 855-453. Christopher Cantwell, the so-called crying Nazi, has been dumped by his attorneys in a motion filed with the courts there in Charlottesville, Virginia, regarding a civil case, which ostensibly is probably, you know, frivolous, but that won't stop them from tying up Cantwell and like a dozen defendants in court for God knows how long.
For sure.
And apparently Cantwell has either he's out of money or he just isn't paying his attorney, because his attorney did cite that he has not been paid what Cantwell owes him. So he is done with him. And so we can tell you more. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue here, we get a little bit more from this story and more of your phone calls and thoughts. Let me just read the final comments here from the Daily Beast article about Cantwell getting dumped. The lawyers argued they had good cause to withdraw as his attorneys, and they added that, quote, Mr. Cantwell has made no effort to pay his outstanding fee invoices. According to, let's see, another attorney, I guess, quote, this underscores two critical issues we've been raising. One, these defendants have total disregard for the legal process and rule of law. Two, even their own attorneys are concerned about the defendants' violent threats and see them as totally indefensible, she said. Well, as we found out, that what they said was a threat wasn't actually a threat that Cantwell said
about
the other
attorney.
It
sounds like an excuse by the attorney to get out of the situation and not have anything to do with the actual, thing that was said.
And it is an excuse, and it's a fine excuse. Like, yep. You know, if you tell your client to shut up, and he goes on prattling on about the opposing attorney on Telegram, making your life more difficult, because now you got to write more motions or whatever, yep. And it's just, you can get rid of you. Quote, what's concerning here is not just Cantwell's own capacity for violence, which we saw firsthand in Charlottesville and elsewhere. These threats are also intended to incite his followers to action. It's that pattern of an extremist leader urging his followers to violence that we've seen at play in so many recent attacks from Pittsburgh to Christchurch.
You know, the crazy thing is they're actually giving him an excuse to call people to violence. Yeah, I mean, by going after him in the first place, both criminally and civilly.
Because he feels
persecuted. Because he's now being persecuted. Don't forget
he's being persecuted.
He showed up to have a rally and a bunch of people showed up to beat him up.
Right. I mean,
I don't agree with him, but that doesn't mean you can beat him up.
It might be that, you know, gay people and black people were persecuted in the past and whatever, but now the reverse has happened. We're now persecuting what has become a minority, which is people who are, racist and bigoted and so on.
And to a large extent also, I think that, I mean, Hollywood has very much created an artificial culture, I think, that is far to the left of the way a lot of people really feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there is, the right and the left do not get treated equally in any part of the system. So, I mean, the right in general is to some extent, I think, victimized. And that's strange to say when,
it does seem like that.
when Trump is in office. But at the same time, even I have never
seen
media.
Isn't that why Trump is in office, though? I mean, because people feel, victimized by the left?
Well, that is a lot of
backlash from the people on the right.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, there was this British leftist news reporter who did this thing about why did Trump win, and he didn't like that Trump won. Mm-hmm. He hated that Trump won, but he said the reason is because the left decided that calling everybody a racist was enough to win, and that after a while that was the only tool in their chest, and it's not enough to win an election, especially because although there are the Cantwells out there who was actually too racist to support Trump because Trump let his daughter marry a Jew. That's a quote. I didn't say that.
I don't know if it's true. Cantwell had a Trump flag in his house.
He did?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay, because when I interviewed him on here, he said he basically made a his response was pretty disparaging.
Well, so maybe
he's ambivalent.
He might have changed his view in the last 2 years, but during the Trump campaign, he absolutely was full on Trump.
I could see that.
And he'll be full on Trump again in 2020 when, the time comes around, because he'll see Trump as the bastion against the left. So Cantwell's positioning now is that, the left is completely evil and that you have to go completely to the racist right in order to oppose the left or something like that. He's full of all kinds of cockamamie nonsense.
Yeah, I mean, it's just very false choice.
Yes, absolutely.
It's not Nazis versus commies. It's Nazis versus commies versus freedom. And I think freedom's the best answer there.
I think freedom's the best answer, too.
Absolutely.
And that's one of the things that's so sad about what's happened to Chris Cantwell is that he used to believe in freedom. There was a time when he was just the angry libertarian Chris Cantwell, who was by no means a racist, or at least by no evidence a racist.
He certainly didn't leak his... If he had a racist streak, he certainly didn't leak it.
Yeah, he became a racist right around the time when we fired him from Free Talk Live, and then from there he spiraled down all the way into total statism.
Yeah, the thing is, I don't know, because even when he showed up, he was a proponent of this libertarian brutalism concept. Yep. You remember brutalism?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And basically the idea that, you know, the biggest thing we have to fight against is political correctness.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's like proto-Trumpian.
Sure.
You know, that was Trump's first battle, so maybe he...
He's always been kind of a righty libertarian. I mean, even when he was a libertarian, he just wasn't a racist at that time.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I think he was probably racist in his personal opinions.
He never expressed it.
But he didn't make a point of it, and it never crept into his public policy.
I feel like he was always, and I didn't really know him all that much anyway, but to the extent that I interacted with him before he, you know, expressed racism, he always felt to me like he was holding back that, you know, bigotry, and I never got that feeling
from him, and I spent a lot of time around him and talking to him. He never let slip anything that I ever really considered.
Right. I don't doubt that. I think you're right. I don't think he ever did actually express
anything. He got an IQ issue with me.
Did he?
Years ago.
Oh, interesting.
And my response was basically, you know, well, who cares? Not a good measure, but...
Yeah. Anyway, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Lonel. I don't know if this is spelled correctly. In San Diego, you're on Free Talk Live, watching online.
Hello?
You're on the air.
All right, thank you. You mind if I switch the subject, or you guys want to stay on the same subject?
No, it's your your call, man. You can bring up whatever you want.
All right, so I want to bring up the schooling.
Schooling, all right.
All right. So I just graduated out of high school, I'll say a year or two ago.
All right.
And I'm going to school for law school, right? And I wanted to stop by my high school to, you know, just see, you know, my teachers or whatever before the school year exited. And I have my little brother that still goes to that high school, and I was talking to one of his friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you, I wouldn't believe how uneducated this 10th, 11th grader was. I swear it turned me blue.
So you feel as though the educational system has failed the people who are in it, and I would like to hear more. And I don't know if you're on a speakerphone. Are you on a speakerphone right now?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
And
yeah,
I am. How do I pronounce your name, by the way? I'm just curious.
Romel.
Romel, yeah, they totally butchered it here. Hang on, Romel. We're going to bring you back. We can talk more about it. Stand by. We'll bring you back here in just a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's Romel in San Diego. Disappointed with the government school's results. And I think a lot of people are. Even though there are people out there who swear they got a good education at the government schools. Question is, could they have gotten a much better education if we didn't have a coercive indoctrination system? We can continue with Romel, and your calls are also welcome. You can bring up what you want, just like he did. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just
just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Even in these remaining moments, we have enough time for you. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And we continue. And by the way, I want to say thank you to Loring, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum amplifier. That means Loring is contributing $25 a month to the AMP program, which is way over and above what we ask for. We only ask for $5, but thanks, Loring, for doing $25. That's awesome. You can join the AMP program, as Loring has done, by going to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is we're already on over 200 radio stations across the United States and beyond. We could be on 300. We could be on more than that. It just takes time, and it takes money. It takes effort to market the show, and that's what the AMP program is all about. So if you value what we do, because we do it for free, you know, we give you 7 days a week of content free. You can download and watch and share and all that stuff. There's a bunch of great free features on our website, which we give away more for free than the other sites charge you for. If those other talk show hosts, the big ones, you know, the big ones in the business, they want to charge you $5, $6, $7, $8 a month. Ours is free. But, you know, if you like the fact that we provide this show to you and that we do this thing talking about liberty and freedom and cryptocurrency and peace on a nightly basis, then please, it makes a big difference for us when you join the AMP program, which you can use PayPal, you can use credit card, or even Bitcoin BTC at amp.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks at ampamp.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Ramel is on the line with us here. Ramel, you said you graduated high school a couple of years ago. You went back recently to visit your brother at the same school, and you were struck by how uneducated some of the people that you talked to seemed. Is that right?
Yeah, that is correct.
Do you feel like the education quality dropped that drastically between the two years since you've been out, or is it just now that since you're on the outside, it's easier to notice it?
Oh, no, not at all. I'm saying that that's the teachers really don't have the passion to teach these kids what the outside life really is.
And what do you mean by that? Like, is it just because they're in this ivory tower of academia and they don't know what the real world is like, that they're, you know, they're sort of cloistered off in this, you know, in the school system, which is nothing like real life? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that just teachers need to be in a more, you know, scared straight, you know, to really show these kids, you know, who might be goofing off during class, to show them, you know, what the real world really is like. And, you know, the stuff that, you know, they're trying to lay down and get in their brains is really, you know, important.
What do you think the real world is like?
Radio, we knew that was coming at some point. And, yeah, you know, I thought for a moment there he might have been
legitimate. Yeah, no, I think he was a legit caller. I think he slipped.
I don't think that was a slip.
I
don't think that was a slip.
I suspect not, but...
No. Really? I mean, come on. Maybe it is. It's possible.
I doubt it.
I suppose you could be so young as to not know that when you call a radio show, you're not supposed to say the F word. I mean, I suppose you could be that ignorant and not know that.
Well, the thing is, like, when I grew up, I didn't swear around my parents.
Right.
So I've got a pretty strong suppression circuit.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody didn't grow up that way, and if somebody grew up with parents who cursed a lot, then there might be an issue that, you know, they haven't developed the habit of, in certain circumstances, you don't swear.
Yeah, and I could definitely say that I've slipped up a handful of times in places
sure.
where I wouldn't have expected, because I'm not around people who I'm. You know, are going
to
be...
Yeah, you had to record over issues. Me at Porkfest.
Sure. I mean, everybody makes mistakes. There's no doubt about it. But when it's a young male caller, and we've already had two of them tonight that have said things on the air that you're not supposed to say.
Right, I don't think he actually did
display some intelligence before he said that. I don't know. I think it was an honest mistake.
I'm not going to give it to him.
Maybe you'll call in some other day and we'll find out.
Yeah, if he calls back in and apologizes for it and then has a good call, then we'll know it was an honest mistake. Mm-hmm. But I don't expect that to happen. I would bet against it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
I'm with Ian. I have learned to, I've heard enough of them. One word, literally one word, the first word out of those callers' mouths, I know what's coming, just like Ian, I think, can spot. So, anyway,
it's just trend amongst young callers, right? That's kind of gives you the hint.
Young males, they just don't have anything better to do. They think it's funny, and they don't. I guess they just don't understand how much of a failure they actually are, because they don't
maybe
get on the air.
Maybe they're protesting against the FCC. You want to spin it that way?
I don't think that's it.
What the heck?
I don't think that's intelligent at all.
Yeah, that would be something that one of us would do maybe at that age, but I don't think these particular teenagers are doing it for that reason.
David, what were you calling about tonight?
Politician du jour, under the heading, the FBI says New Mexico's most corrupt state in the nation, and I'm paying them back for trafficking my children illegally. So you remember that judge, senator, chairman of the Judicial Committee, New Mexico, that was arrested for drunk driving a little while back? Anyway, same town as that guy, Espanola, New Mexico, which is kind of the center of that kind of behavior in New Mexico. But if you Google just Espanola, New Mexico, and hit the news button, this comes right up. The next mayor in line after the Las Vegas mayor from last night that was looking at charges, this guy has now got a civil suit. The guy named Richard Lucero, who was a mayor for like 22 years off and on from 68 to 2006, is being sued civilly with the allegation that he abused his power in this way that meets kind of the stereotypic classic behavior, grooming behavior. He was the mayor, and he invited the son of the 11-year-old son of his city clerk that worked for him to come spend Friday nights with him at his home because it would be easier to get an early start to work on Saturday morning at the feed store, the farm supply store that the mayor owned on Saturday morning. And
Hold on. Who was going to go work at the feed store? The mayor or the 11-year-old?
The 11-year-old boy.
So just to be clear, the mayor had given The mayor had given this 11-year-old son of the clerk a job at the mayor's feed store, then said, hey, why don't you just come spend the night at my house? That way it'll be easier for you to go to work in the morning. Is that what you're
saying? Exactly.
Okay.
That's not only what I'm saying, but all the major press, if you look at it, that's carried nationwide, that's what they're reporting.
And then allegedly?
All of the classic grooming behavior, the mayor was part of the Boy Scouts, and he also went to the effort of creating an explorers group out of thin air in order to take young boys on trips to Disneyland and Florida and Las Vegas. And he gifted many very nice gifts to the boys. And
like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, kind of like that. And there's the they created in Española, New Mexico, the Richard Lucero, Mayor Richard Lucero Recreation Center, where these activities were centered, and they had good recreation there. So anyway, that's the latest legal action.
Hold on, what are they alleging that this man did? Boys?
What's the allegation?
Well, it started with foot rubs and ended up with shared showers and doing sexual activity in the shower.
So has he been brought up on? You said it was a civil trial. Has he been brought up on criminal charges?
It's probably a statute of limitations thing on the criminal thing, and so the plaintiff is filing a civil lawsuit, which apparently is still within.
And who is the plaintiff?
Bounds.
Is it one of the alleged victims, or their family, or who's the plaintiff?
The victim himself. One particular kid, the kid that was 11 at the time when it started.
And what's the mayor doing now? Is he like completely retired, or does he still have a job in politics?
I don't think he's currently the mayor. I think he's just running his feed stores, the farm supply, which actually that farm supply, if you're that the Heath White, the sheriff of Torrance County, in New Mexico, they also had a feed store that he used to fence guns and such like that that he bought with.
Oh yeah, I think you called about that before. You know, one of the things you have to ask yourself in a situation like this is how many people knew what this mayor was doing at the time, and how many people protected the mayor.
Right. Here's another good interesting thing. The guy filing the suit says that the mayor had told him that if he told anybody what was going on, that his mother would get fired from her city job.
Was another one of the
allegations.
Yeah, thanks for the call, David. Horrifying story, but thank you for sharing it. Definitely appreciate it. More on the corruption that just never ends with child molester politicians. I suspect that's just the tip of the iceberg. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.